Okay, today's shiur is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Two notes. One is, like we've been saying, that today's shiur is sponsored Leili Nishmas Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, Lezecher Nishmas, Leili Nishmaso, is today's shiur. And number two, there was some trouble with Friday's Daf. It is up now, and it's there. Again, if some people have time to listen to it, that'll be a double today. But we discussed some very interesting inyanim on Friday, who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, and are you allowed to, or is it a good thing to have your name up in a shul on something that you donated? All of those inyanim came up on Friday's daf. We apologize for it's not being fixed, but we fixed it last night, and feel free to listen to it at your leisure. Okay, so today's daf is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We will start right on top. Right on top. Yesterday we had this sugya. Hopefully on Shabbos you got to discuss a little bit about Plagina Dibura and a little bit more about Yakir, which also comes up, has come up already, and will come up more. The special Namanus the father has in stating who and what his son is. But today we start with related issues. Hahu. Hahu, Yonasa ben Uziel came up yesterday, right? The birds burning up. Lahan chalov ayesh. A lot to discuss. So, Be'ez Hashem, at one point, we'll get that up online too. Okay, Kuf Lamed Hey. Hahu da'avik ashachiv. There was somebody who was dying, and he had brothers and no children. That's what was the chazaka. The chazaka was that he had brothers and no children, and therefore, he was heading to his wife was heading to a state of yibum. Right, that was the situation. Amrulay, they said to him, Itzilaman, who's your wife going to be to? Meaning they were basically asking him, is she going to be Zakuk Liyibam like we think? Or is there some long-lost child that you have that we don't know about? Or maybe the idea that obviously there's no brother standing here. It's a sachazaka that he has brothers out there. So, or maybe there are brothers, maybe the brothers are standing here, but there's no vadai about the children. Either way, there's something not clear. So they say to him, it's Eleman. So, who's your wife going to be to? Amalahu, chazya l'kahana rabba. My wife will be fit for the Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? Let's just finish first. So, amar rabba, l'may nechashla. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? Ha Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Didn't we have yesterday? Baal Sha Amar Girashti Es Ishti Neman. Didn't we have yesterday the statement of Rav Yochanan that said if a man says that I divorced my wife, he is believed. Because after all, he could divorce her today if he wants. So if he says that he divorced her, so then we believe that it occurred. So what are you worried about? So if he says that she is fit l'kana rabba, meaning she is not zekuka liyavam, that's what we really think he means. We'll get back to the exact lashon in a minute. But that's what we think he means when he says, oh, she can marry the Kohen Gadol, that she's not zekuka liyavam. So it must be it's true because he can divorce her today and also she won't be zekuka liyavam. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, but 1 minute. V'hal ki yaser of Yitzchak bar Yosef amar Rabbi Yochanan. But at the end of yesterday's daf, we said another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Baal shamar girashi yedeshineinu ne'eman. She's not believed. She's not believed. So what do you mean she's believed? So Amalei, v'lav mi lo shaninhu, but didn't we answer yesterday? The two statements of Rabbi Yochanan can fit together. Kan lam afreya, kan la ba. It's the difference whether you're going backwards or somebody said I divorced my wife a month ago, that for the past month we don't trust that she has been divorced regarding issues of znus, regarding issues of that might have come up over the past month. We only believe it from today, because today is biyadcha. So therefore, today we give you the ne'emonis, Mashen Kane from last week. So didn't we answer that? So therefore, here too, we should believe him to say that my wife is not zekuka liyavam because he could divorce her today. So Gemara answers, should we rely on such an answer? You think that answer was meant to be the MS? That answer was meant to get you off their back. Right? Sometimes answers are just leave me alone, and sometimes the answers are MS. So says the Gemara, is that answer MS that you can rely on it to know for sure that was the chiluk of Rabbi Yochanan? So therefore, no, it was just to say, to give some type of answer, but it wasn't really known to be the truth. So, Amalei Rav Alor Avnach, Nasamarami, Choshla. What's the maskana? Okay, fine, you have to be Choshesh. And therefore, even in this case, where he says, my wife is fit to marry the Kohen Gadol, still, we don't take his word for sure, and she must do Chalitza. She can't do Yibam, because we are Choshesh, we're Choshesh both ways, but we make her do chalitza. As we have many times in Maseches Yevamos, if you remember that we don't allow certain cases of suffix, we don't allow yibum, but we do allow chalitza. Bizman Hazeh, as we know, nobody does yibum, even not only Bizman Hazeh, for the past 1500 years. The Gemara already says that we don't do yibum anymore because people were doing it for the wrong kavanas. So chalitza is done, after 91 days after the death of the brother. It's not so common because Baruch Hashem, most of the time there's children involved, but if Rahman al-Islam, somebody dies without children and they have a brother, it is a tragic situation, but we do chalitza. Halakha l'maaseh, so we do chalitza. We have a special chalitza shoe that Bati Dinim have, and one could go witness it if they know a chalitza is taking place. Okay, so that is the first story that we have on today's daf. Now let's get back to the 2 points. First is the lashon of the Gemara. Right, so the Gemara, somebody was on his deathbed, and they say, oh, well, is your wife going to be Zafik Liyibim? So he says, yeah, she could even marry the Kohen Gadol. So the shaila is, what does that mean? She could marry the Kohen Gadol? Let's think about it, even before we see the Rishonim. Marry the Kohen Gadol, what do you mean? If he's, what's the whole Nemanis based on that he's believed? Because he could divorce her today. What, do you get divorce her today? To get divorced, he's not even right to for a regular Kohen. A Grusha is a Asur LaKohen. What about, it doesn't mean that. It means that he's gonna be an Almana, but we don't believe. But even if she would be an Almana, she wouldn't be able to marry the Kohen Gadol. So now Kohen Gadol is a very Psula that was never married before. So what exactly is the Lashon? So, first of all, the Rashbam and the first line of Tosfos take out the word Rabbah. They just mean Chazia LaKahana. Chazia is she's right to for Kohanim. That's what it means. Meaning, right now, she's right for Kohanim if, you know, Alman is fit for a Kohen. It says the Rashbam. Either way, don't take his words literally, because all he means to say is that she's very, very kosher regarding the question that you are asking. You want to know if she is Muteris La'olam, and she does not have to do Yivim Rechalitza. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But don't say it means Kahana Rabbah, says the Rashbam, because no matter what, she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen Gadol. Says the Rashbam, third line, Lav Dafka, Chazi LaKahana, that's his girsa. Lav Dafka, El Shemu Teres L'chol Adam, Ve'in Ezekuk L'yavam, Miu LaKahana Asira, Teha Al Yedei Migu, Debal Shame Girashi, Ezishti Neman Ma'amninale. The whole basis of the Nemanis is based on Girashti Ezishti. So if that's the point, then she's not even Muteres for a Kohen Hedyot. So therefore, we are not going to believe him. This does relate a little bit to the sugya of Migu.
Migu, she won't be allowed to marry.
Because of Lamaisa. Lamaisa, is she going to be able to be married to a Kohen? So the only reason we would believe him...
He's believed to say
that she's not fit, right? She does have to do...
Yesterday he actually said it.
Right, so now this is she's believed to say my wife is not zakuka liyavam migu that he could say girashti es ishti. So therefore lamaisa, is she going to be able to be married to a kohen? Because maybe what he really means to say is I have a child somewhere, a long lost child, and that's why she's going to be mutar. It's nothing to do with gerushin, but he's believed because he could say girashti es ishti. So the Rashbam sounds like that she's going to be Lamaisa Asura. This relates to the sugya of Migu. Why do we believe Migu? Right? The Rabbi Chanan made this famous earlier also. Rabbi Chanan is the one that's quoted, and that is why do I believe a Migu? Is it because Svara? It's purely based on Svara. He's probably telling the truth because he had a better claim. Here, is this a better claim? Not really a better claim here. It's just a different claim, which we would believe him. So maybe this seems to go like the other Svara of Migu, which is called Koach HaTaina, which means that the Torah gives you the power of the other claim. It gives you, based on Svara, not purely based on Svara, but it gives you the power of the other claim. So if that's true, then it's as if you said the other claim, so then Lamaisa, she might be Asura LaGrusha. Her Asura to a Kohen, because she is a Grusha. That is the sheet of the Rashbam. Tosfos does not take out the Girsa. Tosfos on top quotes the Girsa, the one who takes out the Girsa, because she's going to be Asura to a Kohen Gadol anyway, because she's going to die. The husband's going to die, and therefore she's an almana. The Rishis says no. As the Rashbam, the same svar the Rashbam says, but says you don't have to take out the girsa because biman of shach, she's going to be asur to a kohen also. So even if you just have the girsa of kohen, not kahana rabba, it's still going to be problematic. And therefore, you don't even have to change the girsa, and we can just assume that on the third skinny line of Tosfos, hachi perusho, the chazi l'kana rabba, klomar ein ezekuk liyibum. That's what it means. She has a kukulibam. Why? She girashtiha, because I divorced her to muteras l'chal ha'olam. V'yafinu l'kohen gadol mitam zikas ibn. Mitzad the kohen gadol, there is no iser of yavama l'chutz. Your Christ is an iser of almana. But if, let's say, she would marry a kohen gadol, she wouldn't be asura also because of the iser of yavama l'chutz, which is an iser l'av, right, according to what we hold. There is a sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which we have back in Yevamos, that there's mamzeris mechayvi lavin. We don't pasken that way. We pasken only mechayvi krisos and mechayvi misas bezdin. But that is how the Rashbam and Tosfos read the Gemara. There are two other ways of reading the Gemara, found in the Rishonim. The Rashba quotes a daya that it's derech she'ela. The Yesh Mefarshim osa derech timia. Klomar, v'chirotzima tem lahasil kohen gadol. What, yo? Right, they ask, is your wife going to go to a yibab? So he says to them rhetorically, "What, you want her to marry the Kohen Gadol? No, she can't marry the Kohen Gadol." Right, meaning he's saying, "Derech Shela, no, don't go so far. She can't marry the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, though, she can marry somebody else." That's how the answer is supposed to be understood. And finally, the last pshat, which is the most creative pshat, is quoted from Rabbi Hananel and the Ritva, and is quoted from the Rimi Gash elsewhere, and that is, he means to say, Lakana Rabba, it's mamish literal. Shekidsha al tnai, velonis kayem hatnai. What he's saying is, I married her al tnai, that it rains, you know, on this date. It never rained on this date, and I was never with her. So she's right, even for a kohen gadol. Shekidsha al tnai, velonis kayem hatnai, velo baal lehav, and him says, Pnuya Gemura. She's a Pnuya. And I was Makadish al tnai. See, a kohen gadol cannot marry a woman who was married and the husband never lived with her. That's already not good enough. It's already not good enough because she, once she's a nesua, she's a nesua. But here he says, "Well, al tnai," so the whole kedushin falls apart. And there, and at any level, live with her. And then v'hainu, and that's I. What's the whole line of, you know, the geirash yezishti? The whole next line of the Gemara. What does that have to do with it? No. So the Gemara means to say v'hainu tchi hechi tebeahi neman v'hanami neman. It's just a parallel, just like he's believed to say. By this case of Girashi, so do here believe him. The Ritva doesn't like it. Valesa to Haka Omer Alela Mafreya Hushino Neman. Shahare Balistar Chazkasa. Right? He's saying that the difference of Mafreya and Mikan Al Haba, but according to his claim, is even the Mafreya should be believed because it was all out tonight. So therefore, the Ritva doesn't like that pshat. He takes one of the other pshat. Them either.
Even if she was a Pnuya and there was no Kedushin at all, but still she was living with him. Even though she may not be a Pu'ula, wouldn't that be considered?
No, so maybe he's saying that she never lived with me.
I understand that, so even
maybe she violated the Isra of Yichud.
That would still be all right for.
But if he says it, then unless you say the case is even there was none. I know the Rambam says you need to do a chuppah roi labia. Is the Yichud part of the marriage process? Either way, that is the pshat of the Ritva. Okay, so that's having to do with the girsa of Chazi l'Kahana Rabba. There's an interesting discussion in Eben Ezer. Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer, again, what is this discussion? It relates to what we had yesterday. And that is, a man says, Girashti es ishti, eino neman, lamaisa. Right? Mikana, he's not neman to Rabbi Yochanan, has the chiluk of lamafreya, mikana lahaba. But says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Nun Beis, Habal sha'amar, Girashti es ishti, eino neman. Right, we pass in Lechumra, the Rabbi Yochanan Lechumra. Baal says, I divorced my wife, he is not Naaman. V'choshishin l'dvarav, but we're choshish for his words. V'tia safik mugureshes. And we say, at least mishum safik. V'yafilo hodis lo shegirsha, einu Naaman. Even if she says, he divorced me, she does not believe, because that's what we say. Why? Because there's, as the Rashbam said yesterday, there's a reyesa here. Because we assume if there was a gerushin kol isla, there's a call, people hear about it, people know about it, and therefore if nobody heard about it, that is a reyesa against his words. There is a line in the Beis Shmuel now. The Beis Shmuel says, Savi Mekureshes, and therefore what? We treat, if a man says, I divorced my wife, Savi Mekureshes, regarding what halachas now? Says the Beis Shmuel, Hainu la'achar mosuch olef tzad lomis yabemes. Number one, if he dies, you got to do chalitza. No yibam allowed and no just free to the world. Number one, chalitza. Number two, what if she's mezana after this day? What if she's mezana? So number three, her kids are suffik mamzerim. Suffik mamzerim, because you don't know if she's still an anxious ish or not. Number three, this is not number three, but it's just different. Aval eino yachol le'esar alav imhu kohen. He does not aser her if he is a Kohen. Meaning, what's this argus of the Rashbam? If he's a Kohen, he can stay married to her. Really? Kohen can't marry a grusha. Kohen can't even marry his own grusha. So what does the Bishmol mean? So most achronim assume this is a ta'us sofer in the Rashbam, that this is a third nafkamina, says the Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin is the Nesivus' commentary on Evan Ezer and Amasech's Gittin. Quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva. I am safer Torah's Gittin, Shekasava Lav Dvarav Merafs Nigra. His words break the roof. Devadai Nesra Lav Emukoin. Of course he's a Nesar. Well, because you're machmer for everybody else in the world, so you're machmer for him too. V'nirish atoso for yesh b'dvarav. V'tzarech lomar v'ein yachol la'osra al kohen. He can't answer on a different kohen. V'hainu k'shehi machishaso. And that is what's the case where she contradicts. She says, "You never divorced me. You never divorced you. No, you never divorced me." And then she goes and falls in love with the kohen and wants to marry him. V'yakach meis umitam de'en adam ne'amon lesser al chaveiro. But he himself, that is what we call Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura. If he said, "I divorced my wife," says the Torah's Gittin, Shavya Nafshe, and therefore it must be a mistake in the Pesachei. Must be a mistake in the Pesachei Tshuva.
Do we take her word into account at all?
Do we take
her word?
Her word, sure. The question is, what is she saying in these cases? So let's say, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say here what she is saying. If she's macheshes, then his nemanis goes down even more because he has no raya. She's macheshes. That's what the Beis Shmuel, they assume, is saying to anybody else. If she's macheshes, then she would be mutaris.
Do you do yibum with brothers
that are kohanim? Well, there's no problem with yibum because she's not a grusha, she's an amana. Can't do it with a kohen gadol, right? Does a kohen gadol have to do chalitza? It's a discussion in Masechta Sanhedrin that talks about it a little bit. Besides Yavamas, what happens if there are at the time that she got married, right, two kohanim or brothers? He wasn't the kohen gadol yet, and then at the time of death, he was the kohen gadol, right? What is about that case? Does it go by shas marriage? Or later, do you say kivan de hutra hutra? Is there a break to hafka? The isra of alman al kohen gadol is only an isra asay, right? It's not even a los asay, right? So is that strong enough? Do you say asidoch los asay? The Gemara talks about it in Yivamis. Maybe it's be rishona to be a shnia. So that's a discussion we had in the chas there, daf chaf or so in Yivamis. Okay, once Shavya Nafshe came up, which the Torah's Gittin mentioned, maybe just to mention two sources related to Shavya Nafshe. Whenever Shavya Nafshe comes up, we mentioned the Ksos, the Siman Lama Dalad, the Ksos, where he says, most have this as two discussions, but if you read the whole Ksos, he links them. The Ksos there has Chakiros, he has two understandings of two principles. Number one, he discusses Hodaz Val Din Kimea Edim Dami. When somebody comes to court and says, "I owe you $100, How is that understood? Is that what we call his chayvus? We have no idea whether he really owes him the money or not, but a person could create a new obligation, his chayvus. Or do we say, no, it's what we call nemanus. It's nemanus. We believe him that you really owe him. He comes to court, we believe you that you really owe the money. Major nafkaminas we had earlier in the Flama Gimel, right? What about peiros on the interim? Does this nemanus go backwards or not? But that's the his chayvus versus nemanus. The Ksos then relates it to the chakira about Shavya Anafshe, right? Because the Ksos himself holds it is nemanus. And then he quotes the same chakira comes up by Shavya Anafshe. Says the Ksos in Siman Lama Dalad. Umiksa shekashru gam bedin Shavya Anafshe chaticha di yisura, hu gam kemi toras neder. Some say Shavya Anafshe is because of neder, or his chayvus, the same kind of thing. It's a personal obligation, personal promise that a person makes up. Some say that, but says the Ksos, if that's true, then you should be able to get out of every Shavya Nafshe. Because you know you can get out of a neder through She'ela, right? Go to a Chacham. So too, what is Shavya Nafshe? I should be able to go to a Chacham and say, "Oh, if I would have known." You know you can't get out of a Shavya Nafshe. So therefore, says the Ksos, I think Shavya Nafshe is also based on a ne'emanus. And really, the root of both of them are the same. Shavya Nafshe and Hodas Bal Din, according to the Ksos, both come from the root idea of Adam Ne'eman Al Atzmo. He's Ne'eman Al Atzmo by Yisurim, that's Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura, and he's Ne'eman Al Atzmo by Mamanus, that's Hodas Bal Din Adam Dami. It's amazing that throughout Shas, these two sugyas never are joined. It's two different sugyas. One in Yisurim, one in Amonis. Comes along, the Ksos and his Bechadish, they both flow from the same root din, that a person is Naaman on himself, both by Yisurim and by Naamanis. The Shaila that is asked, so in the footnotes here, he quotes Rabbi Shmuel, though, says, I'll give you a difference between the two. Amasla. The Ksos himself says Amasla. If you give an excuse, after something occurs, and you say, no, I only said it because of blank. The Gemara talks about this exubis. Somebody says, I'm Esh Zishani, right? A woman says. And then a week later, she says, no, I'm not married. I didn't mean it. They're like, what do you mean you're not married? No. There were only some guys trying to marry me. I wanted them to get away. I didn't like them. So I said I was married, but I'm not really married. So the Gemara talks about, we trust her, because if we assume that she was telling the truth, if there was an excuse. So ask Reb Shmuel, why is it that by Shavya Nafshe Amasla works? Hodos Baldin Amasa doesn't work. You go up to court and say you owe somebody $100, you can't give an excuse about that the following week. So why would Shavya Nafshe work, how Amasla would work and not Hodos Baldin? So Reb Shmuel just says, you're right, according to the Ksos, it's the same root din, but there's a slight difference. And then we'll continue after this. There's a slight difference. When you say Hodos Baldin, that's mamish, a real namonis. The money in front of you, you are admitting belongs to so-and-so. That's it. It's like Edom. So-and-so, Edom can't retract. Edom can't come and say, oh, we only said it because of blank. Right? So too, by Hodos Baldin, that's mamish edus on the money. By Shavya Nafshe, is that ne'emonis on this piece of meat? Let's say I say this piece of meat is treif. I saw the butcher and he didn't check it properly and it's treif. So Shavya Nafshe, I can't eat this meat. Could anybody else eat the meat? Yes. Let's say somebody else has two Edom that is kosher. They can eat the meat. So it's when my namonis by Shavya Nafshe, you're right, it's namonis al atzmi, but it's not on the chefsa of the piece of meat, like it's on the money. By mamonis, on the money, so you can't retract. It's like the edus. But here's namonis on my actions. It's not on the isser itself. It's on my actions. How do I have to act? So if that's true, that's why a masla could still work. Because a masla is going on my actions. And therefore, Hamasla could still get out of the Nemanis. Okay, but that is the Ksos Lamadal Dalit, Shavya Nafshe, and Hodos Baldin, and Reb Shmuel's Hosafa of the still a slight difference, and that's why Hamasla would work. Okay, that is the discussion of Shavya Nafshe. Maybe if we have time at the end, we'll come back to the Minchas Asher, which we mentioned earlier in the Masechta about the unique halacha of Hodos Baldin. Is it really Kmeya Edom Dami or not? Okay, that's an important Minchas Asher. We'll come back to it if we have time in Simin Zayin. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. So what was the maskana? The maskana here, if a man says she is not zekuka liyavam, but we think she is zekuka liyavam, so we have to be choshesh. Lemaisa, why doesn't the miga work? The miga, at least mikana lahabat, should work. So why doesn't the miga work at all? So the Ritva says that it is a migu garua. It's a migu garua based on what we just said, because usually there's a call. There's a call that we hear. And B, if we're believing that it happened today, where's the shtar? Where's the get? You want to believe her mikan al haba? Believe him mikan al haba? So where's the get? If it happened a long time ago, there should have been a call. If it happened today, then where's the get? Havilei la'achvuye. Should have showed it to us. So because of those two reasons, we have to at least be choshish l'chumra. Good. Weiter. Hahu davi muksaklan. There was a man who there was a chazaka. We assume that he has no brothers. He has no brothers, meaning we think he's an only child. And he even said, he confirmed the general assumption at the moment before he died, that he says he has no brothers. So Amar Rav Yosef, okay, fine. What's the chash? What are we worried about? Number one, we've always assumed that he doesn't have any brothers. And he said it. What's there to be worried about? The Rashbam explains, it's not that we had Edom that he had no brothers. It's just an assumption. Chazaka ba'alma below Edom. Chazaka ba'alma below Edom. We know for sure he has no children. The question is about his brothers. So Amar le Abaya. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, what are we worried about? Abaya says, 1 minute. Ha Amri di'ika Edom b'medinas hayam. Di'yadi deslayachi. They say, Ha Amri, they say that there are witnesses in Medina Sayyam. They know that he has brothers. What do you mean they say? What are we talking about here? What level of edus being discussed here? Ha'amri. So Rashbam, second wide line. Ha'amri. B'nei ha'ir hazos. People are schmoozing in the street. People are schmoozing d'ika edim. Nobody came and testified. It's not real edus. People are saying that they're edim. V'tzricha anu lachush. You gotta wait to find out. Tosus elaborates further in Ha'amri. It means there's a kol. Yotza kol hacha. There's a kol that went out. There are no edim that there are edim, because then not for sure we would have to wait. And it's not stam a rumor. A kol is a certain standard of a rumor in halacha. So it's just that there's something there, because you know what Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos? If there's no kol and somebody just like came and said, oh, I think there are edim, ein l'davar sof, then you'd never be able to function. You know, oh, everybody can always say, oh, maybe, ein l'davar sof. So what we're talking about here is that there is a certain level of kol that goes out, that there are edim in Medina Sayam. So Abaye says, well, shouldn't we have to wait? So Rav Yosef answers, Hashta mihas hales nukaman. They're not here. They're not here. So therefore, don't worry about it. So answers Abaye back, Lav hainad Rabbi Chanina, but isn't this what Rabbi Chanina said back in Mesachas Ksubis? Dom Rabbi Chanina, Eidim besad Estan, I'm sorry, this is Rav Yosef continuing. Rav Yosef, isn't this what Rabbi Chanina said, that Eidim besad Estan v'teyaser? There are Eidim all the way up north. You're going to ask her based on this? The context of this statement was by the daughters of Shmuel, Banti de Shmuel, who got captured, and we don't know if they were Nivelis or not to their captors, and they say they're okay, to our money, and they're Eidim, that know they're Temeya. So what are they? There's a Kol. They're beside Esther, and Teyasser, we're going to be Aser. So therefore, you see, Rabbi Chanina said, we're not worried. So don't worry if there are Edom and Medina Sayyam that know that he has brothers. Right now, we don't think so, and therefore his wife should be able to marry anybody she wants. Omar le Abaya, im hekalnu b'shvuya, nekel b'eshes ish. One minute. If we're mako by shvuya, we're going to be mako by an eshes ish. So the big shaila is, what's the difference between shvuya and eshes ish? What is it? Just mishum? Is it suffik? But shvuya says the Rashbam. Imikano b'shvuya is a general statement. We have many kulas by shvuya to believe a woman that she was not niveles to her captor. Says the Rashbam, middle of the wide lines. Imikano b'shvuya tahar behi kilu b'chachamim mesachas ksubis. Chacham many kulas back in the second parak in ksubis. The afilo isha ve'edecha ne'amanim lomar tahora. We want to keep this woman married. Right, so just like we have kulas by Eidus Isha, we want to allow her to get remarried. We want to keep her married if we can. So many kulas there. Why? The time because over there, just because she had yichud doesn't mean we don't know anything about her being aser. In lana laosra, shahari stam isha mishameres atzma miznus. Every woman has a cheskas kashas. She doesn't want to live with this guy. The ukma aches kasa the iser kalu imnesis lekohen. So we assume she's tahora. And I, what's the worst that could happen? Let's say she was tameya. She's a surah to marry a kohen now. Okay, what's the iser to marry a kohen? It's an iser lav. What about an ashes ish? Ashes ish is an iser misa. So you can't compare just because you have kulas by shvuya. You don't want to have kulas here. One second. What's here? Is that even ashes ish? What are we talking about here? Talking about marrying out chalitza, a zakuka liyava, marrying out to the olam. So it's not. So Tosfos discusses how could use this lashon by Ashes ish, but we mean that it could lead. It could lead, says the Rashbam, that she not she could lead. It, she has been becheskas Ashes ish until now. That's what it means. I mean, you're right. It's also an iser lav. Only an iser lav that could happen, right? The amana li zakuka liyavam that marries out is also an iser lav. But the issue is shivuya, where we have many kulas versus this woman who up till now has been becheskas eshes ish, and we don't have any kulas specifically for her. So how could you compare the two? The Tosfos Rit, if you want to look, also expands on this difference. But he answers the Gemara. You're right. Amalei Rav Rasam Barami chushla. Be choshesh, similar to what we just said before. Be choshesh, you're right, we don't know, and therefore, make her do chalitza. Okay, there is no, I mean, what's the downside to do chalitza?
But they're not there.
What?
They're not there. She's going to be she's going to be on a
group. What? Right, so who's she? Oh, so they're not there. So, right, and you can't do chalitza, they shliach. Oh, so maybe. Oh, so chushla must mean, right? Chushla must mean go check it out. Go check it out in Medina Sayam. So chushla, I mean, if you check it out and you don't find anybody, then that's it. I don't know if chushla is going to mean she has to stay in Aguna for, you know, for forever until. Right. The question is how much you wait. Because you have to go check it out. Let's say you go check it out and you don't find them. What does Medina Sayam mean in general? You have to research at least. You have to research at least. Whatever Shavuya comes up, it's also an interesting related sugya by Shavuya. It's a big discussion in the Achronim. And that is, if a woman is captured, or let's say a whole group of people are captured. And the Noda Behuda has this case. Let's say there's a whole group of people in a caravan that are captured, and the captor says, I'm going to kill all of you. And one woman goes and is mezane with him, seduces him, in order to save everybody else. And in that way, she's able to save everybody, and everybody goes home. So two questions. Number one, is she allowed to do that? Karka olam, but she's taking an active role here. Number two, is she a surah labayla? Is that called ratzon, or is that called ones? It's a fascinating question. It's an act of ratzon in a situation of ones. Where do we have such a case? We're not shloshim yom lefnei achag yet, but we're definitely, unless you count tu b'shvat, which in this country is a big, all the sitter plays are on tu b'shvat, but next yontif coming up, right? Purim, kasher avadati avadati. What does Esther say? Up until now, I was ba'ones, the Gemara says. Now I'm going baratzon to Achashveros to try to get him, to get the Jews, to save the Jews. But what does the Gemara say? Because now she's going to Barossa, she's going to be Neraseres Labayla now. So is that like the case? Because according to Esther, she went! L'chadchila! So does that prove the halacha that there's a mitzvah to go, but it's Neraseres Labayla? So that is the shita of the Maharik. The Maharik has a middle opinion in this situation, in this type of case, that a woman is mutter to go, but she's asura labayla. The two rayas are Esther and Yael. Yael, H.S.Chaber Akeni, who we know in Sefer Shoftim, got Sisra to come into her tent. The psukim just say that she gave him warm milk and she fell asleep. The Chazal say that she was lived with him a couple of times to tire him out, and therefore, and then she was able to give him warm milk and kill him. So says the Ma'arik in Simin Kuf Samaches that these were wonderful women. They did a mitzvah rabba, what's called an Aveira Lishma. And it would be impossible to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring such a geula and such salvation, and they would get such credit if they weren't allowed to do it. Esther got Ruach HaKodesh. Right, Vatilbash, right? Malchus, what does Chazal say? That she got Ruach HaKodesh. If she was going to do an Aveira, she wouldn't have gotten Ruach HaKodesh. It must be that she was doing the right thing, and Ya'al was also doing the right thing, but Lamaisa Nesar al Sabaila. Because the Isra al Baila does not go by if you did an Aveira or not. The Isra al Baila, it's not Yarival Yavar, could be Karka Olam, gets into those sugyas, that the woman is passive in the act. But the Isra al Baila goes by the act of Ratzon. It's the act itself. And this is why did the Maharik bring this here? Because the question of the Maharik was asked to him, I don't know if it was a real Shiloh or it was just asked to him, Omer Mutter. Is Omer Mutter a Sula Baila or not? Let's say a woman says, I didn't know that Judaism believes in single relationships. I thought they were open relationships. I know I'm married, but I thought Omer Mutter. So the Maharik says, even if you believe her, Omer Mutter, she's still a Surah Labayla. Because it's a Maisa merit against her husband. That's the Mechayev. The act itself is a merit against her husband. So too says the Maharik. That's where he proves it from Esther, from Yael. They were doing great mitzvahs, but they were a Surah Albayla. We have the opposite extremes as well. The Maharik is in the middle. It's Mutter, but Asur Labayla. The Noda Yehuda on the one hand in that Shuva, I'll tell you, in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, Noda Yehuda says, no, it's Asur. The woman in the caravan is not allowed to go and offer herself. Esther is different. Esther was Lahatzalas Kol Yisrael. Lahatzalas Kol Yisrael! That's allowed to be done. Yael also, Hatzalas Kol Yisrael! So that's different. Don't bring me any rayas from them to a regular woman, because it is not allowed. Va'onis drachmana sharya be'isha shekarka olam hayno shehi anusa al gufa bia aval hecha shein anusa al gufa bia va'adrava he mishtadelas lazeh lahasil mefashos mo mikri karka olam ve'isha ve'ishavim ve'tehari v'altavar ve'esther shiny shehaisal hatzolas klal yisrael mehodu bad kush ve'ein lemeidim hatzolas yichidim yatzolas klal yisrael minar bad zaken mehodu bad kush v'sham haya horas Mordechai ubezdino v'ulai beruach hakodesh. Right, that is another behud that's in Kuf Samach Aleph. So he says it's usher to, not only is it usher to Bible, it's usher to do it in the first place. Except if it's a Sol Skol Yisrael, yeah?
That should be Karka in one case, not the other one.
She's, because you, according to the Noda Yehuda, you also look at the, you don't look at just the physical act, but you look at the situation and leading up to the act. If she is trying to bring it on to herself, so then, even if the act is defined in a certain way, that's called Ratzon. That's not called Karka Olam. That's what the Noda Behuda says. On the other side of the spectrum, you have the Chachmas Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger on Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer and Kuf Ayin Ches. All the way at the end of Eben Ezer, on the bottom of the page, he obviously did not have a Maharik in front of him, what we're Zocha to have. Because he says that it's all Mutter. It's Mutter and Muteris Labayla. Mutter b'teres l'bayla. After all, he says, by Ya'el, you never find anywhere that it is Asura, that she was Asura l'bayla. The Maharik in the Tshuva itself, he said, he quotes the Maharik, but he doesn't quote that end of the Maharik. So he quotes it from other sources. The Maharik doesn't make any chilukim. But the Chachma Shlomo said, no. It's allowed to be done, and she's even b'teres l'bayla. Just like Ya'el in the song of Shiras Dvora, she sings, Ya'el eishas chever akeni. If she's Asura l'bayla, he wouldn't have said that. They wouldn't have sung that, Eishas Chever Akeni, if she was Asura to her husband. And he brings other eyes as well. Fascinating. The Chachma Shlomo says, what about Esther? No, because Esther, you know why she was Asura Labayla? Because it wasn't a Hatsala Yashira. It wasn't so direct. What was going to happen? By Ya'el, it was direct. It was, I'm going to do this so you sleep, boom, I'm going to kill you. That's what they needed. By Esther, she's going to do it so that he'll come to a party, so that he'll invite her, and then he'll get Haman on her side. So many steps involved. It wasn't direct enough, so that's why she was a tzadekes, but she was still an aseres al baila. So these are the three shitas in the Achronim related to, if you have a shvuya, if you have a captor, but let's say, if she let it go and bring it on to herself in order to save herself? What about to save herself? So, According to the Chachma Shlomo, mutter. I'm doing it to save myself. I'll do this with you, and then I'll run away. According to the Maharik, it's mutter, but you're going to be asur labayla. It's mutter because you gotta save yourself. But asur labayla, mashenkein. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not even allowed lechachila. And Esther and Yoel were different. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Ze'ach yeinu ne'eman. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said based on ne'emanus. If somebody says, oh, this is my brother, and the other brothers, we don't know what they say, he's not believed to say this is my brother in order to take Yerusha away from the other brothers. The Idach, Mike Amri, what are the other brothers saying? When this one brother, from the Mishnah yesterday, when one brother says, he's my brother, if they're admitting that he's my brother, if they all agree that he's the brother, then why does the one Reuven, who's saying Shimon is the brother, Reuven says Shimon's the brother, and Levi says Shimon's not the brother. So why does Reuven have to only give from his portion of Yerusha to share with Shimon? Why not Levi, if he's admitting? So Elataka Amri Lavach Yinuhu. Oh, it must be that they're saying he's not our brother. So then the next line of the Mishnah doesn't fit in. Ema Seifa. Nafu lo nachasim imakam acher. Yershu achiv imo. Let's say Shimon, who is the disputed brother, Shimon gets Yerusha from elsewhere, and then Shimon dies. So who gets that Yerusha? Says the Mishnah, all the brothers. Even Levi, who denied that he is the brother. So why should Levi get a piece of that Yerusha? If he's saying that Shimon, hey, Shimon's not my brother. So lo tzricha deka amri ain't on a yodin. It must be they say, we don't know. The case is, Reuven says this is my brother, and Levi says, I have no idea. That's the case where to give Yerusha to him in the first place has got to come from Reuven. But if he gets Yerusha, they can say, hey, Reuven, Levi says, Reuven, I have no idea, but you're saying this is my brother's? I'm getting a portion of this Yerusha. Amarava Zosomeres, what do you see from this case? Manali biyatcha v'alomini odeya patur. If somebody says, Bori v'shema, machlokes on many places in Shas, Rashbam says. If somebody says, you owe me $100, and the other guy says, I don't know. So, isn't this case a right to patur? Why? Because Reuven is saying that this is you. Reuben is claiming on behalf of his disputed brother. He's claiming on behalf of Shimon, hey, give some of the Yerusha. And what does Levi say? I don't know. He doesn't have to give part of his Yerusha. So you see Pater. Isn't that a raya to this sugya? Abaya Omar, no. La'olam eim alachad achayiv. Really, in general, Bari v'shema, Bari is adif. V'shaini hacha, dekamana wa'achar b'yad chadam. Here is different because the one who's Bari is not claiming. Somebody's claiming for him. Right? Shimon, the disputed brother, is not claiming. Right? It's Reuven who's claiming. And if you're claiming on behalf of somebody else, that changes all the rules. If it's Bari v'shema, Bari adif, but the Bari is for an acher, then you don't say that Bari is adif. What's the svar is Bari v'shema, Bari adif? It could be because you wouldn't lie in front of somebody who knows you're lying. So here it's different. Because, right, you don't have the actual players involved. Either way, the point of the Gemara is that things change when you're claiming for somebody else. So there's a machlokas in general, Bari v'shema, Bari adif. There's an interesting question in the Achronim. According to the Shita, Bari v'shema, Bari adif, why do we say that when you have a lost object, this is the question of the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis, if you have a lost object, you don't have to give it back unless somebody brings Simonim Mufhakim. Right, somebody, that's mine. You prove it. Oh, it has this simon. Why? Why don't you say Bari v'shema, Bari adif? He's sure that it's his object. I have no idea whose it is, so we should give it to him. Bari v'shema, Bari adif. Why should he have to prove it so, with such rias? Bari v'shema, Bari adif. It's a strong kasha Pnei Yeshua has. Answers the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis. No, here's different because there's a rove against the Bari. This object is shayach maybe to the whole world. You're saying it's yours, but there's a rove against you that maybe it belongs to somebody else. So you're at Bari v'shema, Bari adif, but there's a rove against you. And even though usually ain holchen b'mamon achar harov, usually you don't follow the rove by dini mamonis, it's the din of Shmuel from Masechah Sanhedrin, even though that's true, that only means you don't go after the rove if there is a muchzak. If there is somebody who's muchzak in the money, then you don't go after the rove. But here, the one who's Bari is not a muchzak. Right? He doesn't have it. He wants to get it. So therefore, we would go after a rove here. But again, that's an important question. Bari v'shema Bari adif, still the one who's claiming it has to bring Raya's simanim muv hakim. Good. Weiter. Bari Rava. So Meiz Yachzor Nechazam Lekoman. Let's say this disputed brother died, so the Yerusha that he got originally from Reuven goes back to Reuven. Shimon doesn't get any piece of that. Remember the names. Reuven is the one who's saying Shimon's my brother. Levi is saying he's not my brother, or I don't know. So the nechasim that went to Shimon from Reuven goes back to Reuven. So by Rava, shevach sheshibchu nechasim aleihem mahu. What about appreciation of the property that it happened by itself? Meaning money that Reuven didn't give to Shimon. Anything that Reuven gave to Shimon is going to go back to Reuven. Fine. But what about part of it that didn't? B'shevach ha-megiyah l'ktafayim l'tibay l'cha. By shevach that reached the shoulders. What does that mean? According to the Machlokes, we'll go with the Rashbam's pshat. The Rashbam says it means, let's say Shimon himself worked this land that he got. And he made produce that is now ready to be cut. It's magiyah l'ktafayim. But he put into it himself, so that's not a question. That's as if he got, that had nothing to do with Reuven. Reuven didn't give those possessions, so therefore, that's definitely split between Reuven and Levi. If it's stuff that Reuven never gave in the first place, then Levi gets a share. The question is, what if it's Shimon didn't put anything into it, but it happened naturally? Kigon dikla va'alim, a tree became thicker. Arav aska sirton, or lands, you know, became more fertile somehow. So does Reuven get that back because he supplied Shimon with the land itself? Or do you say that Levi also gets a portion because Reuven didn't give Shimon this? Teku. So that goes on answer. Period. Okay, there's more, but we have to continue. Says the Mishnah. Misha meis benimsas daideki. Somebody dies, and somebody finds a daideki kishura ayarecho tied up to his leg. What's a daideki? That is a shtar shchemira. Daideki, we'll see what it means. Dot hekoi. This will be what I want to happen. So daideki is a shtar Shchiv Mirah, Tzavah Shchiv Mirah, it's a will of a Shchiv Mirah, so it's tied onto him. Says the Mishnah Hareze Eino Klum. It's meaningless. Because it wasn't given. He has it, but he didn't give it to somebody. He didn't say it wasn't executed. If it wasn't executed, even if it's written on him. So you know for sure it's from him. not from anybody else. Still, it doesn't work. Zika bala acher, but if you gave it, if a shchibira gave it to somebody else, bein min hayarshim, bein min hayarshim, whether it's one of his yarshim or not, dvarav kayamin. His words stand. The Rashbam says, you know what the chiddush is? It's an amazing chiddush here. If you have a tzavah shchimira that says, my nechasim should go to Reuven, and Reuven's not around, and all of a sudden the shchimira changes his mind, and gives the shtar to Shimon, and says, here Shimon, you, I'm giving you all of this property. Even though it says Reuven's name in the shtar. If he says that and gives it to Shimon, Shimon's kone. That's what the Rashbam says. Period. Right? Because that's the chiddush. It goes by, you have the Mira and the Maisa. The Shemira breaks rules. So Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, Eze, he died the key. What does it mean, died the key? Kol shekasev ba, da, tehe lameka malios. This is what should be. This is what should be koi, should be standing. That's a died the key. A savash chimira. Vezi matana. What's a gift? What's the language of a gift? Kol shekasev ba, mea yom alachar misa. A gift is, if you write in there, from today it should be yours. And lachar misa, which we are going to see later, means may hayom you should get the peros or the guf. The guf. I'm going to eat the peros. Meanwhile, lachar misa, you're going to get the peros. May hayom lachar misa. So says the Gemara, that's what a matana is. What, you can't give a regular matana? Ela may hayom lachar misa hu davi matana. May ashev lo avi matana. What do you mean? The Gemara asks, what's a shtar matana? A shtar matana means I can give it today. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Amar Rabbi, this is what we meant to ask. Achi ka amar, ezu himanas bari shehi kaman shchimira. Delokani elalachar misa. That's the question. What is a shtar matana that works like a matnas shchimira, meaning lachar misa? As follows: Kol shekasevah me'ayom alachar misa. Period. That's what it means. Me'ayom alachar misa. So that's two concepts that we have. We have a daidaki with it, which is a tzava shchimira, which only kicks in after the person dies, which is a chiddush harabanan, because usually you can't do anything after a person dies. But that's the chiddush. Shalot titarav daito pashas is midrabanan. We'll talk about this in the next parak. Pashas is midrabanan. That it works for achar misa. Matana has to work mechayim. Because matana can't work l'achar misa. So that's why you have to have the double lashon of mehayom u'l'achar misa. Yosef Rabba Barav Huna ba'achsadja de Rav. Rabba Barav Huna was sitting in the porch of Rav. The Yosef v'kamer mishpeh de Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, shchiv mira sha'amar kisvu v'tzidu mana l'ploni. He said to a shchiv mira, he said, if a shchiv mira says, write and give this to ploni. A shchimira usually doesn't say that. But he says, write and give this to Ploni. Umeis, and then he died. Ein kosev en oslan. You don't do it. Why? Shemelo gamar lahaknosu ela bishtar vein shtar lachamisa. Maybe by the fact that he said, write it, and give, he didn't just say, give it. Which would mean like he's using the regular shchimira, ways that are allowed. He says, kisvu v'tnu. And let's say the Rashbam and the Rama both say, he died before they even wrote it. And the whole thing is too late. It's too late. The Ravid says, even if he died after they wrote it, before he gave it. But it's too late, because maybe he only wanted to give it bishtar and ishtar lachamisa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Amar lehu Rabbi Elazar is dahirubah. Rabbi Elazar says, be very careful about this. It's right. It's very true. Rav Shizvi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan is dahirubah. Rav Shizvi says, no. Rabbi Elazar said it the first time, and Rabbi Yochanan says, be very careful with it. And Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kavasi Rav Shizvi mistavar. I like the second version. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe. So to have the Rebbe agree with the Talmud is fine. To have the Talmud agree with the Rebbe, that's what do you know? Oh, my Rebbe's right. Wonderful. Iyamar Bishlam Rabbi Elazar Amar. If your Rabbi Elazar was the one that said it, Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan lasuti aled Rabbi Elazar. So wonderful. The Talmud said Rabbi Yochanan said he's right. Ela Iyamar Rabbi Yochanan Amra. Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar lasuti aled Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar have to say my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan is right. The Rashbam says, a little melitza, divrei harav, divrei atama, divrei mishomin. Right? If the Rebbe says something, the Rebbe says it. The Talmud averring what the Rebbe said, that's not adding anything. And va'od, and also, we'll stop here, but va'od is going to be that he said it explicitly. We have a statement that Rabbi Elazar said it explicitly. So it has to be Rabbi Elazar was the one that made the statement, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one that added on. We also have to get to an important sheet of the Ritva, of another Svara, why this doesn't work. When a Shlimira says, Kisfu v'tznu. That'll be tomorrow. Let's get to review. Today's shiur was sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas. Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, Lili Nishmaso, and again, Friday Shir, Kuf Lamid Gimel, it was, is now up. If you couldn't get it on Friday, feel free to listen to today, along with this year. Okay, everybody should have a good day.